Good morning, everyone. My name is Alan Valentine. I'm president and CEO of the Nashville Symphony. And I'd like to welcome you all here for this exciting and important announcement. Since its inception, the Nashville Symphony has maintained a strong and abiding commitment to music education. This commitment is at the heart of everything we do here, and it reflects our fundamental belief that the arts can have a tremendous impact on both individuals and communities. We provide approximately 100,000 hours of service each year to tens of thousands of Middle Tennessee youths and adults through an array of programs that are designed to engage, enrich, and inspire. And of course, our world-class Grammy-winning orchestra takes to the stage in the concert hall behind me more than 100 nights each year and serves as tangible proof of the importance of a quality music education. In that spirit, we are here today to introduce a new initiative that I believe will take the Nashville Symphony's music education efforts to an entirely new level. The Cello Rondo is a landmark music education program designed to prepare gifted young musicians of diverse backgrounds to pursue music at the collegiate level and beyond. The reason that we launched this program is because American orchestras today do not typically reflect the rich diversity of their communities. While ethnic minorities make up roughly 30% of the U.S. population, the League of American Orchestras estimates that only 5% of U.S. orchestral musicians represent people of those backgrounds. This disparity is due to a lack of access. Youth from these underrepresented groups do not always have the resources and opportunities they need to develop their talents and fulfill their potential. Thus, the ultimate goal of a Cello Rondo program is to provide these resources and in the process build a pipeline of talented musicians from diverse backgrounds who will form the next generation of American orchestral musicians. To address this need, the Nashville Symphony has teamed up with several local partners who've joined us here today: Vanderbilt's Blair School of Music, Metro Nashville Public Schools, Conexión Americas, and Choral Arts Link to develop the Cello Rondo Initiative. This groundbreaking program, which will begin early next year, will address that critical issue of access by creating high-level learning and development opportunities for music students through instruction, mentorship, performance, and much more. This groundbreaking program, a Cello Rondo will assist in the growth of these music students starting as early as the fifth grade and will stay with them every step of the way straight through high school and beyond. They will have unique access to the vast resources and proud tradition of musical training of both our orchestra and our city, and they will be given the guidance and training they'll need to ensure a music future that is befitting of their talents. Over the next few months, you will hear from representatives of all of Cello Rondo's partners on why now is the time for this kind of creative program, and they will be involved in its execution and what it means for Nashville. At the conclusion of the prepared remarks, we will be happy to field questions. Before we continue, though, is Adrian here? Adrian Thompson? Well, I was going to recognize Adrian Thompson. She is director of the Atlanta Symphony's Talent Development Program. And by the way, this program actually helped inspire the one we are introducing today. She's been a valuable ally, so we're grateful to Atlanta. To outline in more detail our role in Cello Rondo and share his thoughts on the program, I would like to introduce a man who needs no introduction, actually, our maestro, music director Giancarlo Guerrero.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. One of the Nashville Symphony's most important missions has to do with the promotion of classical music and orchestral music. And we do quite a lot by doing so with expanding the orchestral repertoire. But it is also very important to make sure that we do everything in our power to nurture the next generation of young musicians as well. The Nashville Symphony is here to service Nashville. But as Nashville continues to grow and to expand, bringing people from many, many different backgrounds, we have to make sure that we service every single person in our community. And that service must be all-encompassing and all-inclusive. And it is with that idea that this Accelerando initiative is built upon. In January, we will begin meeting with prospective students and their families to look for people that are going to join this program. And these people are going to be chosen not only, obviously, for their musical talents and abilities, but also because of their discipline and the drive that they may have to pursue successful musical careers. Once on its way, this program will employ every asset and every resource available to us, not only the Nashville Symphony, but also all of our partners, to make sure that these students are able to achieve all of their goals that they're looking for. Once we get started, these students will start taking individual lessons with musicians of the Nashville Symphony, and we will also provide them with the guidance necessary to pursue successful musical careers. For me, I have to be honest with you, the most exciting part of this is to think, for example, of a young fifth grader who joins this program and see how over many years this person develops until they reach high school and beyond. But also feeling very proud, not only the Nashville Symphony, but all the partners here today as a community have had such a big impact on this person. And that in the end will also enrich our own communities. I myself could be a poster child for this program. Having been born in Nicaragua and growing up in Costa Rica, I don't think you would ever associate those countries with classical music. And yet, because I had the opportunities given to me, I was able to achieve my own personal and professional dreams. I am deeply grateful to everyone here today for their leadership and their vision to making this program a reality. And I do look forward to being a big part in the life of these young musicians as they pursue their dreams. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Dean and Professor of Music at Vanderbilt Blair School of Music, Mark Waite.
You know, the Blair School of Music has been teaching and playing music with young children ever since our inception in 1964. We were founded in 64 as a pre-college and adult music school, and we have been teaching children music for 51 years now that way. It is the biggest part of our activity. It is our foundation. It is our anchor. And so it is only natural that we join with the Nashville Symphony and with our other partners in embracing and joyfully participating in this Accelerando project. Quite apart from the goal of teaching young children music, I must say that I applaud the Nashville Symphony in this matter, that they, like the Blair School of Music, are seeking to help the arts become as diverse as our very society is. And I think this is a wonderful project. We already cooperate with the Nashville Symphony through the Curb Youth Orchestra and other ventures. We already do have music education program ourselves in Costa Rica, and this is a natural outgrowth of what we will be doing. I should say that there's a personal element in this for me as well. I take special pleasure in introducing children to music. My grandparents, on my father's side, were both born deaf. And so I grew up as a child around a great many deaf people who didn't even know what music was, really, except as a kind of an abstract concept. And so for me to end up as a musician and then as an educator introducing young children to music has been a special privilege and a special pleasure. So it's a great honor for the Blair School to be participating in this, and we are delighted to do so. Thank you.
And please welcome Laurie Schell, who is the director of Music Makes Us and at the Metro Public Schools.
Thank you. Always a short one. Thank you, and I'm so delighted to be here. Music Makes Us is a joint initiative in the public schools between the mayor's office, the public school district, and the members of the arts and music community in Nashville. And as such, our mission is to build a world-class music program. And we could not build a world-class music program if we aren't serving everybody. We do have wonderful new classes in mariachi and hip-hop and country bluegrass and world percussion, but we also want to serve those students who have a serious interest in music, in music performance, and classical music in particular. So this will be an amazing opportunity to serve those beginning students who are just entering music and finding the joys and the passions in music, and those students who have a very serious interest and dedication to succeeding in this classical music world. I was introduced to Accelerando through the Education Committee at the Nashville Symphony Orchestra, and I remember that first meeting with Walter Bittner as he described it. Many people couldn't pronounce it, didn't know what it meant, but we got past that. And I think it's the name is very emblematic of what it is that we're trying to do. It's increasing, it's expanding, it's opening horizons, and I think it's a beautiful name. So I want to shout out to Walter and his team for doing a lot of the legwork on this and making it happen. Music Makes Us will stay involved and be on the steering committee. We are excited to help promote and identify potential students for this wonderful program. And the program will play a larger role in broader music education efforts. As I mentioned, we are our mission and our purpose of Music Makes Us is to create opportunities for students to make music, and that is students at all levels. We serve a very diverse community at Metro Schools with over 45% African-American students, 20% Latino students, and a rapidly expanding Middle Eastern population. There are over 120 languages spoken in Metro Schools. Our mission is to strive for success for all of our students in work and in life. Accelerando will enable us to reach and nurture those students who have considered and now will have the opportunity to have a life in classical music. Thank you.
Renata. Right, so please welcome Renata Soto, the executive director, president, queen of Conexión Americas.
Thank you so much. It's very exciting to be part of this partnership as a former board member of the symphony, but also as a Nashvillian who is part of this increasingly diverse community. I think we often hear in Nashville certain organizations like ours pushing our police department, our metro government, and other institutions to reflect the city that they serve. And I am very pleased to be here with the Nashville Symphony, seeing that our cultural institutions also understand the importance of making sure their orchestra reflects that diversity and that the Nashville Symphony is taking a leadership role in that. And we are excited at Conexión Americas that we get to be partner of this exciting program. We have been for 13 years promoting the integration of Latino families, from helping families buy jobs, find homes, start businesses, and most recently helping first-generation college applicants make it to college. It is an exciting opportunity for us to see also the horizons that we can expand to many children in Metro Schools with whom we're working, supporting, and mentoring to make sure that not only they're the first to graduate from high school in their families, but that they also get to college. We certainly have the expertise to mentor them in that journey, but we need specific mentors and partners like the Nashville Symphony that for kids who are talented and that would love to pursue a career in music, that they have special mentors and guidance and people who have been there and have made it. And for us, That is, you know, it started in Glencliff High School with 45 kids last year. All of them are now enrolled in college. Our success rate is great, but we also need to make sure that we expand the horizons of the dreams and possibilities that these children see for themselves. I know that by the time the program is fully implemented, kids from 5th to 12th grade will be part of this. And as we continue our work with Metro Schools and with the Symphony, we know that it will be, in a few years, we will be celebrating many musicians playing here in the orchestra. My dream is that from this cadre of new musicians that we will be cultivating and nurturing, we have the next Giancarlo Guerrero, and that many orchestras in the country may benefit from the investment that Nashville is making today. Thank you for the opportunity to be part of this, and we look forward to not only being part of the new students that are going to be part of that, but in all the ways in which you are setting an example for other cultural institutions in Nashville.
Thanks, Renata. And finally, our dear friend, director of the Met Singers and Choral Arts Link, Margaret Kemble-Holman.
I'm founder of the Met Singers and executive director of Choral Arts Link. We have served this community for 19 years, and we've been the Celebration Youth Chorus for MLK, or the Martin Luther King Let Freedom Sing concert, for 18 seasons. This is an exciting venture for us. It recognizes the need for a new innovative design and arts access options for our youth. Accelerando engages a pathway that broadens Music City USA's community commitment to quality music options for our youth of today in preparation for tomorrow. One of the things we've done with Met Singers as a heritage factor is when we present our children through the concert with the symphony, we work, and our goal is that our children look like the city of Nashville, and that's been a heritage thing for us since the beginning. Let me briefly share why Accelerando resonates with Choral Arts Link. CAL, as a grassroots organization, has built a community-based arts access relationship for 18 years with Nashville Symphony. It is an arts education partnership in our performance network for all children and youth we serve. Each season, we focus on keywords that all faculty use to activate thinking and discussions as singers matriculate through our program. This season, our keywords chosen late June, early July, are mentor, accountability, and respect. As I read the goals of Accelerando program, I recognized these keywords and other important themes in its vision. The depth of thought for all ethnicities that weave the fabric of our Middle Tennessee youth is obvious as you see the mentoring of young musicians through college and into their professional life through the goals of this program. You also see and identify the accountability to scholarly musicianship. And lastly, you see the reciprocal respect for our orchestral legacy and the families who participate in this journey through Accelerando. Choral Arts Link commitment to Accelerando aligns with our mission, which offers a challenge to those who have a narrow view of who Music City USA is. We and the Nashville Symphony and all my colleagues who are partnering with this wonderful program as the steering committee are committed to engage and show the world what we value. And that includes music across all genres, including classical, for all children and families. Let me close with this. It is a quote from Kelly Corcoran, conductor of the Nashville Symphony Chorus and founder of Intersection. In her latest blog focused on classical music, which I think is very appropriate today, she says this: "Something amazing is happening here." She's speaking of the city of Nashville, but I'm applying it to Nashville as being led by the Nashville Symphony. "Something amazing is happening here. There is a spirit of creativity, collaboration, support, and exploration, and a feeling that anything can happen. Accelerando is a model of this. As a new program, it is needed and being put forth by the Nashville Symphony. Music makes us, Conexión Americas, Blair School of Music, and Choral Arts Link. We hope to lead the way in partnership with the Nashville Symphony for ethnically diverse communities and this nation as music education city. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. We're going to open the floor now to questions, and to assist us with that, I'm going to introduce Walter Bittner. I have to tell you that it's every manager's dream, every executive's dream, to hire great people and people who are better at what they do than you could ever possibly be. And Walter Bittner, I think we've done that in just a great way. I'll just to tell a little aside here. We have been thinking about the issue of diversity in American orchestras for some time, but it wasn't until Walter arrived on the scene here at the Nashville Symphony that he really, elucidated that issue, because Walter understood from his experience in the Metro Public Schools. And by the way, I'm really thrilled that Laurie's here today, because she's still speaking to us after we stole Walter from the Nashville School of the Arts. But Walter really understood the problem in a unique kind of way. And for Walter, it was really about the idea that we were sort of looking at the wrong end of the pipeline.